Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Welcome back to work, Dean.
Ah, good to be back with you.
I did go to the movies over the weekend. What was it, Friday or Saturday night? We saw The Fabelmans.
Oh, good. What'd you think?
As you mentioned, really, really good. But and this was no surprise to me. I mean, the theater was half full.
Yep.
And again, with streaming and no car chases, laser beams, or superheroes, even the story about Spielberg's boyhood doesn't get the box office bucks, does it?
Yeah, not a surprise at all. I mean, there's a big buzz in Hollywood right now as to, you know, what kind of movies we're going to be getting up on the big screen. Because the only ones that make money are cartoon movies, like action movies, Marvel movies, superhero movies, even a Disney movie on a holiday weekend couldn't manage to squeeze out a decent amount of box office numbers. This movie called Strange World, the new Disney movie, that just seemed like the perfect movie for a holiday weekend. Only took in about $8 million, which is nothing for a long holiday weekend, really is you know, kind of considered a bomb. Black Panther Wakanda Forever, also Disney, it was the number one movie of the weekend. That took in another $46 million. But, you know, movies like She Said, the straightaway drama, outstanding straightaway drama about the two New York Times reporters that broke open the Harvey Weinstein story, is a complete bomb at the box office. It's one of the best movies of the year, but nobody's going to see it. You know, they're going to see all the cartoon movies that are out.
Yeah, and I think people are over COVID for the most part. I don't think that's what's keeping people away. Do you?
No. I don't. I think that, you know, it's easy for people to stay home and watch movies. I think that's part of it. But the people who are willing to go to the theater, to park, to spend $157 for a popcorn and a drink.
Yeah, and you know what? I love, they'll charge an arm and a leg for the popcorn, and then they remind you, well, you know, it's bottomless. You can get a refill. But who leaves the movie to get a refill?
Yeah, who's going to get up? Plus, the cups are so big anyway that, like, it's already a gallon of Coke that you're buying. How much more Coke do you need during the whole thing? It's just ridiculous prices, that's all. And, you know, that's I think that's part of what's keeping adults away from going to enjoy a nice night at the movies. But there are some really good movies. The Spielberg movie is definitely worth seeing. Mm-hmm. She Said is definitely worth seeing.
Yep.
Didn't even crack the top five, neither one, this weekend.
Kind of a shock to hear about the death of Irene Cara, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, because she had at least a couple of the biggest hits of the 1980s, including this one.
They still haven't released a cause of death, have they?
No, the family is keeping the information private right now. Even if they know, they said that once an autopsy is completed, they will release the information. But as of right now, we don't know what the cause of death was. She was only 63 years old, but is being remembered by people like Debbie Allen, with whom she worked on the movie Fame. She played Coco Hernandez in that movie and sang the title track. Debbie Allen said that her talent and her music will live forever. Forever remember her name, Debbie Allen. And John Leguizamo said that until Irene Cara came along, he had never really seen Latinos up on the big screen and didn't know that there was a chance for him to also make it on the big screen, that she opened the door for lots of people. So She was an Academy Award winner for the song Flashdance, two-time Grammy winner, so she left her impact.
Did you say she was, what, 63?
63 years old. Yep.
Dean, I guess it should come as no surprise to anyone that Jay Leno got back on the road quickly, huh?
No, he had a reputation all of his life of being a workaholic. During the days when he was hosting The Tonight Show, he would go to the Los Angeles Comedy Magic Club every Sunday night and perform stand-up and try out new jokes that he would then use in the monologue of The Tonight Show. So last night, just days after he was released from this burn center in the Los Angeles area where he had spent 10 days after that garage fire that he was involved in that left him with second and third degree burns, he was out doing stand-up last night, joking around at what happened. He said, during the bit that this was not a roast of him. So he's back out and doing stand up. You can see, I saw some pictures of him. You can see scarring on his face, on his neck, on his hands. But he's otherwise completely unaffected by all of this.
What's this Bob Dylan art controversy all about?
Well, this, a lot of times when you buy something from a famous person like Bob Dylan, it's autographed. Sometimes it's actually autographed by the person, and sometimes they use machine technology to simulate the autograph. And now Bob Dylan is apologizing to fans for books and artwork that was sold that he allegedly signed, but he didn't. A machine did. Dylan admitted that he started using that technology after he started suffering from vertigo, and he was assured that it was done all the time. But now he says that he made a judgment in error, and autographed copies of his book were sold for $600. So now the publisher is offering to give refunds. If you have the books, if you have artwork, they are offering refunds on all of this because it technically was not autographed by Bob Dylan. They say you have to send back the certificate of authenticity at the same time.
Well, here's a movie headline for you. Coming soon, a Bambi horror film.
Yeah, this goes with the current theme of dark and unusual motion pictures. Well, we had a murdering Winnie the Pooh movie a year or so ago, and now the same people who made that are making a movie that's called Bambi the Reckoning, where Bambi seeks revenge on those who killed his mother. So we're going to have a bloody Bambi on the loose, searching for and murdering people in the motion pictures coming up there soon. And that it really just kind of ties in with my A-list interview that I've got for you today. It's from a movie that's going to be opening this coming Friday called Violent Night. Violent Night.
Nice.
Same kind of deal where this time Santa Claus comes across a family that's being held hostage by a team of mercenaries, and he decides to rescue them. That he's got special skills and special powers, and he holds nothing back, including sticking a hand grenade in somebody's pants and blowing them up to resolve the issue. The Santa in question here is played by David Harbour, who you might know from Stranger Things. I chatted with him on a Zoom. There is something about these irreverent, I guess you might call them dark, Christmas movies that people really seem to like.
I think there's a lot of very complicated feelings around Christmas, and I think people crave expression for all those different feelings. And I think, again, it's one of those things where when people expect a certain thing of you, like, we're going to all feel this around December, it's going to be this, I think people react in many different ways. And I think that some of this Bad Santa or, even Die Hard or whatever, it gives us a different way of relating to this this time of year.
Yeah, so we have a, special holiday treat to look forward to this coming Friday. Violent Night. It used to be Christmas movies. You'd warn the kids that, hey, put down that rifle. You might put your eye out. And in this case, it's Santa who's got the rifle. And it's Santa, as if he were in the movie Die Hard, blowing things up and taking care of business.
Violent Night, Bambi. Walt Disney's frozen body is turning over in his refrigerator.
Right, right in the peas and carrots. Right,
thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See that.